It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It was a sweet and sad story. Five baby squirrels ended up with their tails tangled together from materials in a nest that their mother had built for them. The nest was made of long-stemmed grasses and plastic strips of materials. A passerby with a sharp eye found them and brought them to the Wisconsin Humane Society's Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. And that's where we're going to pick up the story with Scott Deal. He is the director of the Rehabilitation Center at the Wisconsin Humane Society. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Carrie. Good to be here.
So you saw these squirrels when they were brought in. What condition were they in?
Well, the squirrels themselves were really agitated, really upset, frightened, and certainly in pain from their condition. Once we got a glance at that knot on the tails, we were really concerned that there would have been some circulatory impairment that might even cost these little ones their tails.
But they didn't.
It didn't, fortunately. Everything is looking good right now.
So what caused this detangling? Was it the plastics that were mixed in with the grass?
I think it was, we certainly see a lot of problems with wildlife associated with plastic in the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center at the Wisconsin Humane Society. But in this case, I think it was kind of a minimal problem. The grasses were as much to blame for the plastic in this case.
Interesting. Is it possible that there was some sort of goo or goop, or, you know, it's been raining a lot here, that there were things in the atmosphere that wanted to stick these things together, and that just kind of happened with the squirrels?
No, it was really just kind of physical, mechanical constriction by all these materials, including their tails, being just woven together.
Wow. So how long did it take to detangle their tails?
Well, getting them all anesthetized and, stepping back a little bit, I think you can imagine how vigorous a ball of five squirrels would protest having a person handling them. So there were actually three of us staff all at the Wisconsin Humane Society working on them, and once we had them anesthetized and stabilized each one, then we could go to work, and it was much, much easier to begin to pull bit by bit on this, as I termed it in our original Facebook post, a Gordian knot. At the time, it seemed like a Gordian knot. It didn't seem like it's like untangling one's Christmas lights every year and going, oh, my goodness, where do I start on this thing?
Right, but how long did it take you to untangle them? And I thank you very much for that image of the three of you wrestling squirrels.
Gently and as stress-free for them as we could. Of course, they're concerned that they're away from their mother, and their first exposure with people was that day. First, the wonderful person who contained them, and second, the wonderful person who transported them to us. And then our staff there, but they were, you know, agitated and upset. But we, once they were tranquilized, it was relatively smooth sailing from there.
So, excuse me. So, how long do you think that they were tangled up that way before somebody found them?
Hard to say, but at least several days, based on the condition of their tails. Probably didn't happen shortly after birth, because I think they might have lost their tails by that time. But best estimate, I'd say, is at least a week.
So what are you looking for now, post-surgery? Are they going to all keep their tails? Is there going to be some sort of permanent damage?
They look good. We have them in an outdoor enclosure right now with the branches and leaves in a little shelter box, and they're scurrying about in there and eating the food we provide. But we're just monitoring the condition of the tail. Sometimes it can take a few days after the insult for the tissue to show problems of necrosis. So, and with them, we're not restraining them closely. It's not like a human in a hospital bed where you can walk up and say, how are you doing today? And let's let's check that tail.
Right.
So they're kind of scurrying around out there. We did actually catch them and give them a look over a couple of days ago, and things are looking good. We're anticipating a release for all five probably in just a few days.
We are talking to Scott Deal. He's the director of wildlife rehabilitation at the Wisconsin Humane Society, and he's one of the people that untangled a group of five squirrels who got their tails tangled together in their nest. Part of this knotting was grass and plastic, as you say. Do you often encounter this, plastic materials or other man-made substances, as part of your work?
Oh, very often. Very often. Boy, several times each year we have waterfowl come in that has monofilament fishing line wrapped around its legs, and more than just wrapped around its legs, it's really constricting blood flow and sometimes, I don't want to be too graphic, but cutting into the tissue, and there are times when that leg distal to that entanglement is no longer viable or infected and badly swollen and some loss of functionality. Another notable thing, we get a couple of times a year, we're called on to get great horned owls or other birds of prey like red-tailed hawks who have become entangled in soccer nets. We have to go out and rescue those guys. We've had red foxes entangled in soccer nets. We've had white-tailed deer fawns entangled in them. We've had adult deer. We've had big antlered bucks entangled by their antlers in soccer nets.
These are just soccer nets that are up, right? They're not necessarily digging in the trash for them. And so the lesson here is that we should take our soccer nets down when the game is over?
Well, I think that would be the ideal thing. How easy that might be is another thing that folks would have to work out. But yes, they do. They are actually a source, surprisingly, frequently for wildlife. And another really notable one is skunks that get a particular brand of yogurt. We'll just say it starts with a Y. in a distinctive tapered cup, they get that stuck on their head. They're trying to get at the tasty yogurt inside and stick their head in there. And then it's a, one might imagine it's kind of a comical appearance. However, they are at a definite risk of dying of dehydration in there because they can't see, can't get the cup off, can't eat or drink. So we get a few of those each year.
I want to ask, we don't have any time, so I will not ask you what it's like to get a skunk in your laboratory and try to take that off without the skunk skunking all over you. I'm just going to imagine that. What I want to know is, you mentioned the person, the people who found these squirrels and brought them in. Talk to me about the role that people play in helping you save animals. You have about 30 seconds.
Every one of the animals, we get about 5,000 injured, sick, and orphaned wild animals each year at the Wildlife Rehab Center at Wisconsin Humane Society. And we don't go out patrolling around looking for these things in most cases. It's people who see these things, find them, call us to ask questions, call us for help. So that's a huge role that people play in monitoring the welfare of the animals around us.
So when you're taking a walk, be aware of what you see, and if you see something wrong, call you or maybe bring the animal to you. Scott Deal is the director of the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center at Wisconsin Humane Society. He's been talking to us about these baby squirrels who got their tails entangled. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.